मय्याशक्त मना प्राप्त योगन जुंजन मदास्त है असंख्यान समग्र मान जथा जैसे पक्षिनो सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड है भगवान पर्सनली स्पीकिंग हाउ यू कैन अंडरस्टैंड हिम परफेक्ट
भगवत गीता रो अध्याय परम पुरुष भगवान श्री कृष्ण स्वयं कहते
प्रीवियस चैप्टर
आई ऑलरेडी सेड दैट मनुष्याणां सहस्रेषु कश्चित् जगति सिद्धये जगतामपि सिद्धानां कश्चित् व्यक्तिमान् तत्त्वतः इट इज नॉट सो इजी टू अंडरस्टैंड व्हाट इज कृष्णा व्हाट इज गॉड है Therefore, he is personally speaking about it.
Uddhavadhyare Bhagavan Kastanti Manushyanam Sastresu Siddhai Siddhanam Vidatatam Tatsit Mambeti Tatsata Tanku Daniva Ite Sahaja Nuhe Sastra Sastra Manushya Madhyare Kehi Pochet Tankar Vartushka Humti Abitre Pochet Lokadanku Tatsuri Anamti Kenu Ite Tanku Kipati
As many persons within this world, they are trying to understand what is God.
You want to study me by speculation. It is not perfect. But if I speak myself about my career and my position, then you can easily very understand.
Manasiko kalpana to prate vidyan kariye nahi. Kintu Bhagavan to upadesh chautanti, tanku janivar to upaya to chautanti, taku jati bhalo hamari anudhan karibo, se anudhai ham karibo, tahale tanku sahaja jani karibo.
So, the speculators, they are thinking that God has no form. You can imagine any form of the Lord and try to worship. That is speculation.
What
kind of atheism? The atheists, they say, Sundarbani, there is no God. But this Mayavadi, they say, yes, there is God, but he has no head, no leg, no mouth, nothing. And indirectly, they are saying there is no God. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore clearly said, that this Mayavadi, Nirakarvadi, is more dangerous than the Shunyavadi. Shunyavadi, they publicly declare there is no God. Just like modern population, there is no need of God. Asatranga pratishthanti jagadahu anishanam. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. The atheist class, they say that this world is asattam. There is no meaning. Asattam jagadahu anishanam. There is no God. We can understand that they are atheists. What the philosopher? They take the shelter of Vedic literature and indirectly, directly, they try to wipe out the existence of God. The Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore has said, Mayavadi bhasya sunile hai sarvanash. If you hear from a Mayavadi, Nirakarvadi, then you are doomed. You cannot understand about God at any time. Our request is that if you at all want to understand what is God, don't go to the Mayavadi or Sunyavadi, but try to understand about God from God himself. come back sometimes, they may say that what is the use of understanding God? What is the necessity of understanding God? No, that is not the relevant conclusion. Human life is meant for understanding God.
What
is God? You may say there is no God, but there is God. There is no doubt about it. So, we must know what is God, what is our relationship with Him, and how we can act in that relationship. You cannot say there is no God from logic also. Just like Krishna says, Aham bija padapita, sarvajoni su kaunte. I am the bija padapita, the seed-giving father. He says that sarvajoni su kaunte asam bhavanti mutare. There are different types of bodies. And we can see that all types of living entities, they are coming for the earth. So everything is coming out of the earth, beginning from the grass to the big animals or other things. Therefore, this prithivi or the earth is our mother. Everything is coming from the earth. So mata is there, mother is there, and the offsprings or children are there, they must be born. Without father, mother cannot create any children. So, when you see so many varieties of life, the mother stays there. We say, there is three mothers. We have got seven mothers. One of them is God. Adu mata guru patni brahmani raju patni ka denu dhatri tatha prithi sapra eti matari smita. According to our shastra, there are seven mothers. My original mother, Adu mata, guru patni is my mother. Denu, cow is my mother. Dhatri, the nurse is my mother. Tatha prithi, also, earth is also my mother. So mata is there. And the sons are there, how you can deny that there is no father? That I may not see my father, but there is father, there is no doubt of it. That Pita is personally presenting himself, Ahamabhijapadapita, I am the seed-giving father. So therefore, God is there, and there is no doubt of it. But because due to our foolishness, we think there is no God, there is no Father, that is our foolishness. But what is that God? How He is? What is His business? How He is formed? All these things we want to learn. And human life is meant for that purpose. In the life of cats and dogs, we cannot understand God. But in the human life, we can understand. Therefore, in the Vedanta Sutra, the first aphorism is that Tathāta Brahma Jignāsa, this life in the human form of life, because we get this human form of life after many, many evolutionary. So, this is a chance to understand what is God and what is our relationship with. Therefore, Nathandas Thakur has come. Hari Hari Ji Phale Janama Gwai Manushya Janama Paiya Radha Krishna Nabhajiya Janiya Suniya Vishokhai. So, it is our duty to understand and some of them are trying to understand what is God. Now, here Krishna, Bhagavan Uvasa, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, says that he can understand me perfectly. Asamsaya Samadrama Jatagya Sati Satchino. Bhagavan is the last word of the Absolute Truth. Brahmaiti Paramatmaiti Bhagavaniti Shabdate. Padanti Tattvatthadidasvatsam Jadhyanam Adhyam. So, to understand, Bhagavan is the last word of Vedanta. Vedanta means, Veda means knowledge. And Anta means the last word. Everything has some end. So, you can have so many knowledges, But unless you understand what is Bhagavad, your knowledge is impossible. Therefore, you'll find in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhavanam Janmanamante Jnanaman Mahana Prabhadda Vasudeva Sarvameti Sa Mahatma Sudulla.
Can you tell me?
So, the conclusion is that we may be very large scholar or scientist or philosopher, that we may be very good worker, very good politician. But if we do not understand what is God, then we are in the category of Mula, Naradhava, Duskritina, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Namāna duṣkṛtinā mūḥā prabhadante narādhamā māyā aparitajñānā āśrī bhāvamās. Duṣkṛtinā means one who has got brain, but the brain is utilized for mischievous activities. And one becomes sinful, mischievous, on account of his foolishness. He does not know. Like mischievous activities, he will be punished. This is going on by the laws of nature. There is dhesha gunamai mama maya surakraya. Maya is very strong for all our mischievous activities. We are being punished. He is punishing us by giving different forms of body.
Maya suttibhinna prakara
sarira dehi. Ishara sarva-bhutana riddesha arjuna tishtati Brahmayan Sarvabhutani, Jantra Rulani Maya. Ishvara, the Supreme Personality of God, Parvatma, is sitting in everyone's core of the heart, and he is witnessing everything. According to our karma, we are getting a body or a machine or movement given by Maya. So, therefore, we are getting divine types of body. The reason is karanam gunasangasya sadasadjarnudhunishu. The different types of body you are getting on account of association with the material qualities. So, if you want to stop this business of repetition of birth and death in this cycle, we must understand we must understand. It is compulsory. We must understand what is God, what is my existence with Him. Then we can get relief from this repetition of birth and death. That process is being described by what says that Maya Saptamana, you have to increase your attachment of Bhagavan. Asakta means attachment. You have to increase your attachment for Bhagavan. This process of increasing our attachment about God or Krishna is called Bhakti Yoga. Maya Sakta Manasatam Yogam Jinyan Madasa. Madasa, taking shelter of me or taking shelter of my devotee, Madasa. That yoga is called Bhakti Yoga. Madhastha means taking shelter of me or taking shelter of the person who has taken shelter of me. So, in this way, if we execute Bhakti Yoga, then Aham Sayam Samagrahma, Yathagashi, you will be able to understand God as He is without any doubt and in fullness. Understand Bhagavan fully means only understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but also understand what is Brahma, what is Parama. In other words, if you understand Bhagavan, Krishna, then you automatically understand what is Brahma, what is Parama. The instruction of Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhadanti Tattvatavidastattam, Jatyanamadvayam, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavan. The tattva vastu, absolute truth, that is observed from three angles of vision, Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, but all of them are the same and one of them. So, simplified realization of Brahma, impersonal Brahma, is not perfect knowledge of the Absolute Truth.
You know,
actually, Paramatma is also not perfect knowledge of the Absolute Truth. When you understand fully the personality of Godhead, then the knowledge is perfect. The no doubt, asamsa, saman brahma, jatha, nasasita, suno. So, let us take this opportunity of the statement by Krishna, how to understand God, and we may make our life perfect in that way. Because life's mission is to understand God. That the process is bhakti yoga, Bhagavan also says, in another place, this thing, bhaktya vāma vijānāsa javāra dasa.